This is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. The Uncommon Core is a series that examines unusual college courses being taught in schools across the country. In this episode, we discover a class that lends a very serious approach to the history of leisure. In fact, studying how Americans relax can teach us a lot about the history of privilege and social class in the United States.
Hi, my name is Susan Burrell. I teach in the American Studies and Women's Studies programs at the University of Iowa, and I teach a course on the American vacation. Vacations were an important part of the social life of the upper class in the United States throughout the 19th century. They even had a circuit of vacations that followed the sun in some ways. And it's not until the turn of the 20th century that the middle class begins to see vacations as something that's possible for them.
The presidential yacht Williamsburg stands by in the Potomac to take aboard the chief executive for his first extended vacation since taking over the job 16 months ago.
One of the issues, one of the things that had to get resolved was how to justify, what rationales to use for this newly emerging, hard-working middle class to make it seem logical for them to take time away from work, which was seen as the centerpiece of their lives.
The last Civil War veteran would die in 1959, and no longer would there be living memories of long-ago battles, only history and legends.
Historic tourism, for example, going to visit the battlefields of the Civil War, going to a historic site was thought of as a worthy use of leisure time. Or later on, when the national parks became available, going out west celebrated the wild beauty of the United States and consolidated notions of our pride in the U.S.
Every summer, thousands of pleasure-seeking tourists head for the great outdoor playgrounds of America.
Every day, it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
But probably the biggest rationale was the notion that the vacation was something that families would do together. Particularly white middle-class families found the vacation a really central part of family life.
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
No!
Are we there yet?
No!
We talk about the cottages of Newport, Rhode Island. We talk about the growth of the Adirondacks as a place where rusticators could have their vacations. We work our way through the 20th century, usually ending in Disneyland, which is the most common experience for everybody in the class. At the end of the semester, they've done three interviews with themselves, their parents, their grandparents, and they write a vacation history, which is a joy for me to read.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun.
Inevitably, what happens at the end of the semester is that students have learned what a privilege it is to be part of a rich vacation history. It's likely that their grandparents might say, "We never took a vacation when I was a kid." But in fact, what they find then is that, well, they went to the state fair every year.
Our state fair is a great state fair. Don't miss it. Don't even be late.
One of the experiences that I can draw on is my own family experience of vacations. And we took a number of family vacations to historic sites. And the grand finale was the trip that we took out west to see the national parks. Of course, we took it in a car, with all that entailed in the years before superhighways.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west.
So now when I look back on that trip, I can see it as a piece of history. I can see what inspired the trip for my family. I can see the experiences in a new light. And I'm hoping that that's the way that students look at their own vacations.
Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66.
The Uncommon Core is produced by me, Taylor Quimby, and you can hear a new episode every Thursday here on Word of Mouth. And learn more about the series and listen to other episodes at wordofmouthradio.org.